From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United Nations Security Council adopts new sanctions on North Korea. Wednesday's vote came in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch.
As the resolution that we have adopted today underscores, virtually all of the DPRK's resources are channeled into its reckless and relentless pursuit of weapons of mass destruction.
That was U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power. The new sanctions include a total arms embargo on North Korea, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of the country, and a halt to the import of certain products that could be used for military purposes. The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on the next 2 weeks, when more than a dozen states and several territories will be holding primary elections or caucuses. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson, while not formally dropping out of the race, issued a statement Wednesday admitting there is no path forward for him to the nomination. U.S. officials say American Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. It is the first such capture since the force began conducting operations in Iraq and Syria. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee. The detainee is expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in coming days. A Malaysian official says, based on early reports, a piece of debris found in Mozambique likely comes from a Boeing 777 jet. That's the same type of plane that went missing, the Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, that was. But the nation's transport minister says officials are not able to say for sure that the debris belongs to the MH370 plane. This is VOA News.